This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, who represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. In addition to being reelected and sworn in once again today, Congressman Price is also a member now of the House Republican leadership. He is chairman of the Republican Policy Committee. And we want to get his thoughts today on what we can expect from this Republican majority in the House in the initial weeks of this 112th Congress. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us. Congratulations on your reelection and your appointment to leadership.
Thank you so much, Greg. Great to be with you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Certainly a big change in the House with the Republicans now in control and with a pretty healthy majority, too, given the 63-vote swing. We know that in the first few days here, we'll see the reading of the Constitution on the floor, and we'll also see the beginning of the debate to repeal the health care plan that passed last year. Talk a little bit about the strategy and in what we're seeing and when in this early part of the session.
Well, hopefully what we're going to do is something that's relatively novel and people will recognize as such, and that is that we're going to do what we said we were going to do with the pledge to America that we made last fall. Prior to the election, we told people that if we were given the privilege of leading once again, we would do some very specific things, and one of them was to have a much more open and transparent process, and the rules that we will adopt today will, in fact, assure that. Secondly, we said that we would vote to repeal Obamacare, the health bill that was passed that I believe and many people believe to be destructive to the quality of health care in this country as well as the accessibility and affordability. And then work as diligently as we can to decrease spending. The American people are sick and tired of Washington spending more money than it takes in, and we're going to work as hard as we can to decrease that deficit and get us on a path to a balanced budget.
Well, let me get your reaction to a couple of Democratic responses to the idea of this repeal debate beginning so quickly. First of all, you have many saying that we've had this debate and it's now's the time to focus on jobs, which I believe was pretty much what Republicans were saying several months ago when Democrats spent over a year on the health care bill. What do you have to say to them this time when the roles are reversed a bit here?
Well, they're absolutely right. And one of the reasons that we're working to repeal Obamacare is because it's a job killer. If you talk to employers around this country, especially small employers, the increased cost for health premiums is making it such that they are not able to hire new employees out there in many, many ways. So this job-killing health care bill, the Obamacare bill, that is destructive to job creation in this country, needs to be repealed for a variety of reasons. One, we promised we would do so. Two, it's a job killer. And three, it is destructive to the quality of health care. So for all sorts of reasons, it ought to be repealed, and that's what we're going to do.
Here's what Nancy Pelosi said yesterday in her final press conference as Speaker. Now she's simply the minority leader, of course, but here's what she said in defending her position against repeal.
If everyone in America was very, very pleased with his or her health insurance and had no complaints and had access to quality, affordable health care in our country, it still would have been necessary for us to pass the health care reform bill.
Sir, in terms of what that tells you about the Democratic approach to the bill and what it may mean in terms of how you go forward with repeal, what did you learn from that?
Well, it's a classic Pelosi statement that says, look, the government knows best, and the government ought to be controlling the very personal aspects of individuals' health care in this country. We simply don't believe that, and the vast majority of the American people don't believe that either. So they can make the arguments that they want to make. They can say we ought to be talking about jobs when, in fact, that's exactly what we're doing. They can say that the American people support the health care bill when, in fact, they don't. We're going to live up to the word and the promise that we made to the American people and move forward positively with patient-centered health care. The status quo, as we've talked about multiple times, Greg, as a physician, I can tell you the status quo in our health system right now is unacceptable. But that doesn't mean that you have to put the government in charge.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price, chairman of the GOP Policy Committee. And Congressman, you mentioned before also the Republican commitment to limited government and of course, the amount of our debt, the annual deficit, is a major concern, and we hear about going back to 2008 spending levels as a major first step here, weekly bills designed to specifically cut spending. And, of course, one of the things we're going to be dealing with pretty quickly here, at least you will, is whether or not to raise the debt ceiling. I realize I just threw a bunch of topics out there, so let me take them one at a time.
Sure.
On the debt ceiling, you have those who say that, well, there's so much spending that's mandatory here, you've got to allow it to raise at least temporarily. Others say, no, if you do that, it's just business as usual. How do you see it?
Well, I think the next 6 weeks will be very telling in the story that will be laid out and the education that will take place on behalf of members and us working with the American people to say, look, this is the challenge that we have in the area of spending. We need to make certain that we get ourselves on a path to a balanced budget. If it takes making certain that any increase in the debt ceiling also includes major fundamental reform in the area of spending, then so be it. But a standalone debt ceiling increase, I think, is unacceptable to the American people.
And in terms of getting back to 2008 levels, will you simply be proposing that as the budget blueprint? And what might we be seeing in some of these weekly initiatives?
Well, that's just, the 2008 levels is simply a start. We need to get back to pre-bailout and pre-stimulus levels, which will get us that $100 billion annually, virtually immediately, and then roll down from there, remembering that there has been significant growth in the federal government through both Republican and Democrat administrations, and the American people are sick and tired of that kind of growth. So we need to decrease from the 2008 levels after that. And then the U-Cut proposals, the listening to the American people and oftentimes having proposals from them about what ought to be cut, we will be bringing at least one of those to the floor every week for a vote so that the American people can say, look, that they told us they were going to do it, and they're actually doing it, and that's very, very heartening.
One of the things we're hearing from the more liberal commentators and even some liberal members of Congress is that, of course, Democrats control the Senate. President Obama is still in the White House. So even if you basically get virtually all of your agenda, chances are it ultimately won't be enacted. How much do you reasonably expect to get into law, and how much of this is designed to show the American people that despite whatever Democrats are doing, we're going to do what we said we were going to do?
Well, it all depends on whether or not the members of the United States Senate want to represent their constituents or whether they want to represent their party. If Harry Reid and the Democrats who continue to control the United States Senate continue to work as diligently as they can on behalf of bigger government and the higher taxes and more spending, then the agenda that the American people want won't be moved forward significantly. But that's what elections are all about, and we will continue to put forward positive proposals, optimistic proposals, and solutions that embrace those fundamental American principles so that the American people know that there's a contrast, there's a difference between Republican control and leadership and Democrat control and leadership, and allow 2012 to take place.
Last question for Georgia Congressman Tom Price, and we talked about your new position a little bit, and basically what that means is you're in charge of helping to put together some major pieces of policy and kind of guide the way towards pieces of legislation that could be very significant. We've talked about health care. We've talked about things on the fiscal front. What other ideas are you currently putting together that we might see here in the next few months?
Oh, there are a number of them. One is the whole issue of our tax policy right now, which we believe to be destructive to job creation, and we need significant and fundamental reform of our tax code. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to have a very open debate about the alternatives that are available to us out there and have the American people take part in that. Certainly the issue of energy and energy, domestic energy production, and how we can become less reliant on foreign oil is incredibly important, and we ought to have that debate and put forward positive solutions. And then the whole issue of national security and the threat of terrorism that remains, and the positive ways and creative ways that we can make certain that we are protected as a people and as a nation.
A very full and very ambitious agenda as we continue here in the new Congress. Congressman, we always appreciate your time. We look forward to checking in with you as all these debates proceed down the road.
Thanks, Greg, so much.
Absolutely. Georgia Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District, and he's also now the chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.